I'm Marco Werman with The World. Here's some news you may have missed this past week. Antarctica is melting six times as fast as it was just 40 years ago. That's the troubling conclusion of a report published last week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And looking ahead, things are likely to get even worse as the planet warms up. Over the next few months here on The World, we'll have our own eyes on the ice melt research in Antarctica. The World's Carolyn Beeler is about to ship out with a seven-week research expedition there. In a minute, we'll hear about what she's going to be up to there. But first, here's Carolyn on the research project itself, which is taking scientists to a place called Thwaites Glacier.
So the project's head, Ted Skambos from the University of Colorado, has been pushing for this big international study of Thwaites for years. So I'm going to let him explain why it matters so much. The first reason, he says, is that Thwaites Glacier is gigantic, the size of Great Britain.
That gets everyone's attention, and it should. I mean, that's a huge area. When you add something like half a mile to a mile of ice over all of that, and you think, that's what we're going to pick up and put into the ocean.
If Thwaites collapses, it would cause around 2 feet of sea level rise all by itself, he says. Which brings us to the second reason why Thwaites matters. That could happen fast. Thwaites sits on bedrock below sea level, so it's especially vulnerable to melting from warmer ocean water. That melting could destabilize the glacier and trigger runaway collapse within 50 to 100 years.
That's the problem. Having sea level rise is not nearly as big an issue as having it rise rapidly, faster than we're able to react or plan or build. And so it could be a real turbocharging effect for how fast sea level rises around the world.
And finally, Thwaites sits at the heart of the West Antarctic ice sheet. That's part of the icy continent that's about as big as Mexico.
And if we lose Thwaites, it's sort of like taking the middle out of this ice sheet. And that means that the other areas of the ice sheet are also going to collapse.
So what happens to this one glacier as the world warms could have massive global consequences. Which is why this season, British and American science agencies are launching a five-year, $25 million project to send roughly 100 scientists to the glacier to study it.
Ultimately, the challenge is to understand the melting of the Antarctic ice so that we can better predict sea level rise over the next few decades and century.
That's Karen Haywood from the University of East Anglia in the UK. She's co-leader of one of the three research projects on this winter's expedition. Scientists think warmer water underneath the floating lip of Thwaites is the main cause of melting. But, she says,
under the ice shelf itself, we know almost nothing at the moment.
So over the next couple of months, Haywood's team will test a robotic submarine that will eventually navigate under the shelf to study it.
There's never been any measurements or any instruments sent underneath the Thwaites Glacier ice shelf. And that's really why it's so exciting.
The research on top of the glacier itself won't start in earnest for about a year, but preparations for setting up camp in one of the world's least hospitable places have already started. Ted Skambos says this winter, which is the Antarctic summer, hundreds of thousands of pounds of fuel and equipment have been dropped off on the glacier by military planes.
They've been specially configured with big skis underneath them so they can land on snow. And we've had about 35 of these flights out to the middle of West Antarctica. This is hours away from the main base.
That main base is the U.S. research station in Antarctica, about 1,000 miles away from Thwaites. Very few scientists have ever been to the glacier precisely because it's so remote. Julia Wellner from the University of Houston is also involved with the project.
I think it's exciting to know that we're going to not just an important place, but to a hard-to-reach place.
A place that could change coastlines and threaten communities all over the world.
With this project, I think there's this big push that we need answers soon. There's not more pressure to get it right than normal, but there's more pressure to be quick about it.
That was scientist Julia Wellner talking about studying the Thwaites Glacier in that report by The World's Carolyn Beeler, who, in fact, is going on that trip in just a few days. I can't believe I'm saying that. What a journey, Carolyn. So you'll be following a seven-week research expedition, the first big fieldwork for this international collaboration. What kind of stories are you going to be bringing back for us?
Well, Marco, the plan is that while I'm on this ship for 7 weeks, I'll be sending back little stories about life on the ship. So letting you meet the captain who's going to be navigating through ice to get to this glacier face, or introduce you to the cook who's going to be, you know, cooking for, you know, dozens of people for 7 weeks on this boat. And then when I come back in the spring, we'll roll out a bunch of stories on the bigger meteor science of what's really happening on this research expedition, including one cool project. Karen Haywood's team, who we just heard from her. Her team is going to be finding seals to tag with sensors that measure temperature and salinity to help researchers understand what's going on with ocean warming in the area.
Wow, you're going to see so much stuff. I'm just wondering, of course, this is where my mind goes, life on the ship. I mean, what can you tell us about life on the ship, and what are you most uncertain about at this point?
Well, we will be leaving from Punta Arenas in Chile, which is at the southern tip of Chile, and then sailing down through the Drake Passage, which is between South America and the Antarctic Peninsula, and then sort of going west toward Thwaites Glacier. Now, the Drake Passage has some of the roughest waters in the world. Apparently, swells can get up to like 60 to 80 feet. So Whoa. I'm anticipating being stuck in my berth for days, just trying not to throw up. So that is not going to be the most fun. But otherwise, this is a research vessel with ice-breaking capabilities. I've heard it described as a rundown hotel or hostel. But there's lots of lab space, and I'll be able to interact with the scientists as they do their work and report on, you know, daily life, and then also this big science that's happening in these labs and out on the decks of the ship.
Take the Dramamine with you, and also a little bottle of Ouzo, the Greek liqueur. It helps with the seasickness, I guarantee you.
Marco, this is a dry ship, so I'm not doing dry January, but I will be doing dry February and March.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's not one solution. Dramamine, though. I gather, Carolyn, you're hoping to hear from listeners while you're out on the ship. Are you going to have internet access? Will there be a ship-to-shore line? Can we call you?
I will have a sat phone, so I am hoping to hear from you while I'm on the ship. And yes, I will have some email access. It's not going to be great, but I would love to hear from listeners. If you have a question about this great scientific quest to understand how this massive glacier is going to react to global warming, or about sea level rise in Antarctica in general, or just how I'm going to keep from going stir crazy for 7 weeks on a boat.
Or how you're dealing with the Drake Passage.
Yes. I will report back on that. You can email a voice memo or a regular email to our inbox at myworld@theworld.org, or call and leave a message at 857-285-4157. Again, that's 857-285-4157. So, you know, all questions are good, but some things I've been thinking about as I prepare for this trip is how I'm going to stay warm, how I'm going to fight seasickness, and how I'm not going to go stir crazy on this ship.
So those connections one more time for your questions, and we certainly welcome them. myworld@theworld.org, or leave a message at 857-285-4157. The World's Carolyn Beeler about to head to the bottom of the world. Have a great trip.
Thanks, Marco.